The last person charged with the 2001 arson of a University of Washington building was sentenced today to 4 years in prison. KUOW's Liz Jones has more.
The arson destroyed the UW's Urban Horticulture Building 11 years ago. Federal prosecutors say it was part of a string of arsons carried out by radical environmental activists. The arsonist targeted a UW program they thought was genetically engineering trees. Former Evergreen College student Brianna Waters pled guilty to taking part in the arson, but only during her second trial. During her first trial in 2008, Waters maintained her innocence. Now she admits she was lying about something she'd done in her early 20s. Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrew Friedman prosecuted the case. He says Waters' lies under oath were an important factor in the sentencing.
And the judge took very seriously the fact that she was committing perjury, which really is a new crime, at the age of 30, not when she was freshly out of college.
A federal judge in Tacoma sentenced Waters to 4 years in prison. She's already served all but 11 months of that after her 2008 conviction. Waters' four-year sentence is still less than what she might have gotten because she cooperated in the government's prosecution of Justin Solons. Prosecutors say he built the firebomb used in the UW arson. Prosecutors say this closes the book on the UW arson. But three people charged in a connected string of arsons are still on the run. I'm Liz Jones reporting.